Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour.
In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao.
In Egypt, Asenwasalen. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu Alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Introduce you to our judges, and most of them have taught me something. I've learned something from them, and I'm sure I'll learn something today. So thank you so very much, all of our judges, for being a participant here today. My first judge is Tracy Cobb. She is a member of the Higher Learning Network team, where she is one of the staff that searches for teams. So Tracy, I've known Tracy since 1900 and something or another. That's a long time. Tracy is the one who is responsible for me becoming a member of the Chicago Association of Black Journalists. Did we meet at Columbia College, Tracy?
Yes, we did.
I thought so.
Many moons ago.
Lunar spells ago. And yes. Tracy was studying journalism. I believe you were studying journalism, weren't you? What were you studying? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
That was my minor at Columbia, but my specialty was television broadcasting production. I did live remotes, similar to what you're doing now,
okay,
when I was a younger woman.
Yes.
I'm still young at heart.
Yes, you are. We all are young at heart. So thank you so much for joining us today. I've known Tracy longer than I've known anybody here on the panel, so it's like, wow, I'm honored to have you here today. Thank you so much, Tracy. And next
You're
to
welcome.
Her is my colleague Dee Daniels from Digital 2.0, Digital Diva, excuse me, get it right, girl, Digital Diva 2.0, the Woman's Ad Network and the War Woman News and all that other good stuff. I can't remember all that, Dee, but we work together.
Project that I had at launch, but we decided to go back and do a relaunch
continued success. And we look forward to hearing more from you during the contest here today. And the lady right beneath you with that beautiful, let me make my screen just a little bit larger here. This is Karen McCoo, who was my instructor. Because of her, I know how to edit. She taught me how to edit. So, Karen,
wow.
Yes, I got skills because of her. She taught me when I left Columbia College, when I did not major in television because I majored in radio, I decided to go to KNTV because I had written a book and I wanted to promote it. And Karen was there, and she was one of the instructors. And she just grabbed me and pulled me up under her wing, and the rest is history. So her story, excuse me, the rest is her story because this is Women's Herstory Month. Yes, ma'am. So take it away, Karen. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Loud and clear.
She was an excellent student. She and Madonna, Tittle.
Tittle in the middle. And I taught Tittle.
Yeah. So I went to the network before, and I won a couple of Emmys, and I taught television production. She had stayed and also did an after-school program with kids at IIT, where I taught television production.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So I'm supposed to be retired, but I'm not retired.
No.
So I don't think I'm ever retired.
Mm-mm.
I don't think I've done enough work yet. Yeah. So I'm still looking forward to bigger and better things and to help Zelda with her programs as well. I'm committed to that when I can.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm glad to meet everybody, and I think a few of you. I have a couple of you that I've met before. Thank you for inviting me, Zelda.
And thank you for being a guest judge here on the Higher Learning Network TV show, Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest.
My
and
pleasure.
Last but not least, our very own airman. We had Tom join in the fly jock, but we got our own airman right here in the city of the Shy. Airman, take it away.
You know, it's kind of funny what you started off with. You said, with your panel, you've learned something from everyone there. That's what you call ordered steps. You've never been at a job, and Zelda, you and Dee and I could all attend to this because we were at JPC, and they came in and chopped tea against and said we had to go. Being that we were in radio, we was like, well, we're going to do
right.
Right.
What we going to do now?
The steps were ordered, and all we did was just follow the directions that we were supposed to go in. So that's what I say. The steps are ordered. There's no need for havoc. There's no need to panic. If it's a case of losing your job, that means when one door closes, there's another door that opens, and you just have to get out there and find it. That's how it is. That's what I've come to learn, because all the radio that I've been on, man, it was always, now, where am I going to go now? And bam, that door would open up, and you'd walk right through it, and you'd be right there.
Yeah.
And making those moves. So, and I can attest that I've been on all the major stations here in Chicago wondering what my next step was going to be, but always knew that the Lord was going to direct me in that direction.
Mm.
And now I'm running my own radio station.
Yes,
I'm like you, young lady, Karen. I think about retirement, but it's not done. The job is not done.
Right. That's right. We have more to do.
Yes, ma'am.
And... excuse me, I am in the, what just happened there? Okay, there we go. You know, anything that could possibly happen does happen, but I have faith, and I am very glad that I have that faith, because right about now, I can't afford to give up. And this is the result of the work that Jean has been working on behind the scenes, and it has finally manifested. So let's take a look at that.
Hi, my name is Gene Airman Phillips, inviting you to come fly with me on my new radio station called RockRadio.com. Y'all remember back in the old school, right, when you wanted to hear those favorite R&B songs, you found that station. When you got it, you locked it in. You were cool. But then you wanted music from the other side, so you had to find you a pop station, a light rock, a top 40. When you got in, you locked it in, and you was good. But all the time, you're wondering, hey, man, why can't I get that one radio station that plays all my favorite songs?
here, man. I call it soul school, not old school. Man, I can go from Mick Jagger to Rolling Stones, the cool of the gang. I can go from the Culture Club to Lionel Richie and the Commodore. I can go from James Brown to Elton John, from Madonna to Aretha Franklin.
Woo!
It's all commercial free, extended versions and remixes.
I'm on fire. Are you stuck? Well, we want to unstick you. How about that? That was an old flyer. Oh, Naima, and we've got comments already here on the board on is that YouTube or Facebook? I believe it is. Naima Latif, the executive producer of the Female Solution Radio TV show, which we are simulcast on today on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. And Naima says, I agree, when one door closes, another one opens, and that's the door that's meant for you to enter. All things done in divine order. Amen. Say that, Naima. Naima will be joining us in the 1 o'clock hour because the contest is over at 1, but you're more than welcome to stay. If you have to leave, we understand. Because the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest is on two different platforms that we're broadcasting from, and that one doesn't end until 2. So let me remind you before the contest will start just in a minute here, but I need everyone who is listening and watching this broadcast right now to go to this website, www.oldnational.com/CYC. And I think what I'm going to do is bring it up for you so you can see. So when you get to this website, what you're doing is voting for the Higher Learning Network, NFP, so that we can, well, let me rephrase that. You're voting for Kaya Learning Network so that, because we're in a competition to get grant money for the youth, the global virtual teen talent contest, so that we can give them prizes and we can give them scholarships and we can give them cash. And this is where we need your help. So if you would be so kind to go to this site right about now, you will see it. I'm putting it up on the grant. Is that it? Nope, that's not it. Here it is. Well, I put it on my blog just so you could see it. How about that? So, and it says you can vote now daily through March 31st. And this is what the screen looks like. So when you go to that page, you will see this. Can you all see that?
Yes.
Okay, good. So when you go into the screen, can you see my little cursor here? It says email address, one vote email address per day. And you see I have info@higherlearningnetwork.org, and they will ask you, the second step is they will ask you what organization are you voting for, and you type in Higher Learning Network, and it'll probably pop up, NST. And that's the one you want, because there's a lot of higher learnings, but there's only one Higher Learning Network NST. And then they ask you, the third question they ask you, are you 18 or older? And you check the box and you agree and then you vote. Okay? You got it?
Yes.
Did all of our judges do that? Awesome. Okay. And for those who are watching online, you can do the same. And if you have any questions, you can always go to the blog. Let me pull it down so you can see what it is. ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Or you can just go to the site that I gave you, which is right there on the screen, Vote for Higher Learning Network, oldnational.com, CYC. All right. Are you ready for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest? All right. Well, here comes our first contestant. Oh, but I forgot to mention that if you also want to support in another way, we accept Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, and PayPal, and we'll be putting that information on the screen during our break here. And you can also, did I mention PayPal? Go to higherlearningnetwork.org. That's right, higherlearningnetwork.org. And you'll see a link there. And you can also, let me pull this back up here. This is it. Our Cash App is Zelda Speaks. And the number two, our Venmo is Higher Learning Network NFP. Our Zelle, it's my personal Zelle, so you have to email me at zeldaspeaks@gmail.com, and I'll send you the link. And last but not least, PayPal, go to higherlearningnw@yahoo.com. That's the email to use because PayPal wants your email address. And that is it, as we are about to pull up our very first contestant. Now, this contestant is coming to us from Canada. And he has been a contestant before, and he wanted to come back. And I was like, oh, okay, because they can always come back, always, always, always. If you presented, as long as you are a teen between the ages of 13 and 19, you can compete. We've had children who are, what, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11? But we still allow them to compete because we don't, well, I should say that. We don't allow them to compete, but we just show them. How about that? Because we don't want to discourage our children. Okay.
No one's back.
Right. We don't want to do that. So here is our very first contestant. His name is, let me get this right. Let me look at it because he's a dynamite little man. And his name is, please, I know his mom and dad is watching, so please, excuse me, forgive me if I mispronounce his name, but Raycon Youssef, and he is an actor, and he is from Toronto, Canada, and I believe he's 13 years old, okay? So let's see what this little young man has to offer. What? No, 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 no. That is not his video. That is Cassie. Oh, what is going on here? What is going on here? He just disappeared on me. I got everybody but him.
Where'd you go?
Okay, let me go.
Might be part of his act.
Oh.
Old Jamie, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
My.
Okay, well okay, here he is. Pull him up here. Okay, let me pull him up. And he's a very talented young man. And the fact that there he is. Alrighty, did I say that name right? Okay. Where you at? There you go. There you go. Yeah.
Hey, yo. My name is Griffin. And it's me again. But, yeah, I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Don't do that. Heard all the noises back. I was like, okay, what's going on here? But he is 13 years old. He's from he's an actor. He's from Toronto, Canada, and I hope I pronounced his name right, Raycon Youssef. So please give us your vote right about now, and you can vote on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, or our Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And he is being judged according to his personality and originality, and if what he does fits his personality. And you can post those comments, you can vote right now on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, or Facebook.com, Higher Learning TV Show. And the scores are 1 through 5. And if any of you all would like to comment on this contestant, we'd love to hear what you have to say.
Very original. I like that. He's not afraid of the camera. And that's one good thing about being an actor or actress. You cannot be afraid of the camera. So the real you shines through. And I think he did a very good job.
I think so too, Tracy. Anyone else? Karen?
I thought his personality was the number 5. I gave him 5.
Oh, we don't want to give them the votes over the air. We just want to comment.
I'm
yeah. Sorry. Yeah, that's okay. Well, you know, it's okay. That's good encouragement for him. So that's good.
His personality was very good. His personality, what he did fits his personality. I thought it's good.
Yeah.
I probably look at something totally different than you all, but I saw from the paused picture that you had his excitement level before it even started.
Yeah.
So he started like on 10 before the video actually rolled. So he's got great creativity that I think, and his acting's right on point. So for this is the beginning. We always say this too. Wait till next year, you know.
Yeah. and that's what he did.
He's 13.
Yeah. So he's already ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He continues to grow. He was on here before, so, you know, here he is again. He's still doing what he's doing, still growing, and that's what you have to do in this industry.
Right.
So I didn't see him
first saw in comparison to before, what did you guys think?
Yeah, his growth.
His growth, yeah. We see his growth. We do see his growth, so yeah. So if you are all through voting, we will go to the next contestant, which is, I do not advise this, but they sent it, and I'm going to share it. And I will let you be the judge of it. Okay, judges, are you ready?
Yeah.
The actions in this video are performed. Do not attempt. Okay, here we go.
He's going to jump over those cards.
I want to see this. Well, I've seen it already, but let me hear it.
Line him up, and I got him.
Yeah, that's
the one
that's
a reincarnation of Evel Knievel.
Okay, I was like, okay.
I didn't get his name.
I don't have his name. People send in things all the time, and I think they think I know them personally. I don't know him. All I know.
How do we identify him?
I just put car jumper. He's contestant number two, car jumper.
Car jumper.
You got anything better? Please let me know.
Stuntman,
thank you.
That's good.
Yes, he's a stuntman. But I don't know. Sometimes you just don't know. But anyway, while you are judging from your scores 1 to 5 for originality, overall performance, and what else did I say? Song, it doesn't fit in.
Personality,
yeah.
Personality.
Yeah, well, he definitely got personality. Well, let's see how much personality this next contestant has, because even though she's a little young, like I said, we do not want to dissuade anyone from auditioning for the show. While you are watching our contestants, and the audience, I should say, please go to the website, Higher Learning TV Show, on Facebook or YouTube, and you can vote. And as soon as our votes are all in, we will go on to the next contestant. Are you ready, judges? Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Here's our next contestant. She's a little bitty one, but she is so cute. I love it. And this little, I call her the African Dance Girl. I don't have a name for her. I just put African Dance Girl. So let me know what you think about this little young lady. And remember to post your votes on our channels on YouTube and Facebook. Are you ready? She is 11.
Okay.
Here we go.
Thank you.
America. I'm not sure which one she is, which country she's in on the continent. You know, people, they send it, but they don't send details. So then you get angry because we don't say what you want us to say, your name, age, location, all that. But you got to send that in. So that's why we have that. But our judges can still vote on this 11. And there was another little girl with her, and she was 12 years old. And they're from, I don't know what part of the continent they're from, but you can vote anyway. And you can post your comments on our YouTube channel. And it is 12:32. It is time for us to, while our judges are voting, we've got to play commercials.
She was well over a minute.
So we're going to take, while you're voting, we're going to take a commercial break on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. Thank you so much for watching and sharing.
We all say we would like to be wealthy. But wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And while you're on the internet, be sure and go to ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. But you don't even have to go there. That's just there for future reference in case you lose the site, because the site is located here where we need you to vote. oldnational.com/CYC. Have you already voted there, judges?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much. And now I want you to share that with someone for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, because everybody needs to vote, because that's one of the ways in which we can definitely help keep prizes and scholarships for the for our young people. Now this is poetry. And by Ariana Brown, a rich girl once told me, that's what it's called. So if you are ready for some poetry, Ariana Brown, let's take it away.
Told me she didn't shop at thrift stores because they were sad places. And immediately I pictured myself trotting alongside my mom at the community thrift on the south side, the dusty heaven that produced all my toys and dresses. I remember this will be some Natalie Cole or Otis Redding or Earth, Wind & Fire shooting to the speakers. My mom humming about everlasting love while scouring the kitchen utensils. And I know the rich girl is wrong. The thrift stores are anything but sad. Mom had rules when I was young. Pants should be under $10, shirts less than $5, a good jacket maybe $15 or $20. I'm not sure if she made these rules or inherited them as I did, but I keep them with me wherever I go. Know that a woman who came before you knew you would need guidance, and so she gifted you from her tired palms her oldest blueprints for existing. The women in my family have always been the most original. Trust them to find a way to do something when every easy option is gone. Turn the blouse backwards, and now it fits better. Roll up the sleeves. Remove shoulder pads. Learn to sew so you can hem your own clothes. What can you create when the only thing in front of you is your hands? How fast can you think? How deliberate can you be? Can you imagine something better than what you have? Then make the thing you have better. Who taught you to make a solution where there is none? Who was it that said adapt or die? And did they meet my mother, queen of couponing and early morning yard sales before the Texas heat brushes the back of the neck? When I tell you department stores overwhelm me, what I mean is 15% off is not a sale. I'm not even sure why they have sales because I don't care. Because you don't have money doesn't mean you can't be sanitary. Don't leave the store to clean everything. The selection changes every day.
Okay.
Every 24 hours, a handful of new chances to become an artist. My mom says she used to write poetry. My father, when he was alive, was a dancer. Did I learn grace, or was it passed through the blood? Have I always been creative and practical? Today, I bought 2 sweaters, 2 belts, and a mason jar for $3. Texted my mom, thinking of you.
All right now. Yes. How about that? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
She is 16 years old. Ariana Brown, a rich girl, once told me, and she is a poet, and I think she knows it.
Yeah, I agree. The personality came in clear. She was very concise with her verses and her prose, so she's very good.
Yes.
She's not afraid of the camera. She did her thing, and that's the main thing. She's creative, very original. That's one thing I loved about that.
Yes.
She's very original.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think she's going places.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, this one has a mind of its own. It won't even stop. I don't know what the energy is in this one, but this little pop locker here, every time I turn, Lord, I just got to pull it up. Y'all just got to see it. Okay, did you all vote for number 4, Ariana Brown?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So
number 4. Yeah.
Good.
What's this next one?
This is the Asian Pop Locker. He's got some skills out of this world. They call him B-Boy.
Did we have a name for him?
B-Boy is all I have. Yeah.
Oh, B-Boy.
B-Boy.
Okay.
Yeah, they, for some reason or another, they think I know or we know who they are, but we don't. You know, they don't understand that there are some adults in this world, and, you know, we don't know all the names and nicknames that they go by.
Right.
We need a full name.
How old is he?
He's 13. And he is the Asian Pop Locker. If you are ready, we are ready. You ready, judges?
We're ready.
Let's take it away. And now it's here.
Oh,
I had to see that again. I'm sorry. Does this child have bones in his body? I mean, he is so limber. It's like...
Yeah, he's really good.
He's beyond good. I was like, where was he born? Because I don't know any children like that. I mean, they can move, but it's like he didn't even have... it's like he doesn't have a spine or bones. He looks like he's all ligaments.
Yeah.
Okay. So, judges, what do you think?
I thought he was really good. He was, I mean, obviously he should have been for a while. And, like you said, very limber. But he's
extremely limber.
Yeah.
So, once again, we're voting on originality. Overall performance, and if what they do, if it fits them.
You know, when I first saw him come on, I thought he was going to do some sort of defense technique.
I did too.
It still looked like he was in a class, but it looks like he turned the defense technique into a dance, very flexible, creative style, and I like the music that he had flowing in the background.
Excuse me.
I like it.
Yes, and once again, we do not own the rights to this music. So that was number 5, the Asian Pop Blocker, and here is number 6, Jordan Piles from the 90s. Somebody sent it to me, and I said, okay, I'll play it, but she's already a winner. So Jordan Childs is from the 90s. It's her floor routine, so check it out. Ho! Talk about speech.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure, but that was some kind of, she's out of our age range, but they send it, so I play it just to encourage younger youth.
Just to
give them encouragement, because. You no longer fit our criteria. We want to show those who are interested in doing what she's doing to do it anyway, despite the fact that you may not be able at this point to compete, but you can compete. You could always come back when you're a little older or something of that nature. Now, this is number 7. Have you all voted, judges?
Are we voting on her since she's out of the range?
No, I'm sorry. No, you're not voting on her. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I was so excited to see it. It's like, I just forgot. So I was like, okay, so it's played. So, you know, they email me all during the week. Well, why you didn't play my video? Why? No, they're not old enough. You know, they're not saying this to me. They're not old enough or they're too old. And I was like, you know, we have a criteria here. So just be patient with us, okay? All righty. This next one, let me, I'm not sure how to pronounce this name, but I'm going to try it. It looks like Ildar Young. And you tell me what this is because this is a new, this is dance to the oomph degree. And it's very short, so check it out. Like that in my life, and that's an older person. I don't know the age. They didn't send it, so we can't
so we're
vote.
Not voting,
no, we're not voting. We're not voting on that one. But I had to show it to you.
Yeah.
Because that was just I've never seen anything like that in my life. Have you?
No. The man has a lot of spiritual energy in him. That's what I noticed right away with the movement of the body. You know.
Yeah.
The way he can move. He's really got a good energy.
Right.
Great strength.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, strength and creativity off the change here. But there is another one, you know.
This is number 6, right?
Yeah, because we didn't vote on this. Actually, I'm not sure we're going to vote on this one either, but they sent it. They want to show it, so I show it.
Thank you.
as you can see, that was from America's Got Talent. I had an 11-year-old child send me that, and she said that's what she wanted to do. And I was like, well, you have to send us a video of what you can do. You can't send us somebody else's video. She said, but just show it and just say my name. I was like...
You know, with a video like that, it takes a lot of teamwork.
A
not only that,
lot of people.
The person up front has no idea what the person behind them is doing.
Yeah.
They have no way of looking, especially when it first started out in a straight line.
Right.
You don't know what the person behind you is doing, so
right.
How would they have to practice that unless they looked in the mirror?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I have no idea.
They would have to
look in the mirror.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, it seems like to me that was Middle Eastern or either
yeah.
someone from
Iranian.
India.
Iranian.
So
yeah.
I don't know if you are familiar with the spiritual goddess named Matahari.
Yeah.
That's part of the culture and the spiritual elite in India. And those many hands were showing her vision. I studied that also when I went to school with lessons of different cultures.
Okay.
So that's what she was displaying.
Okay.
And that takes a lot of teamwork because that was about 8 women behind her young lady. And then when they split off, those were another set of women who were displaying the Matahari energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they show eyes. Did I see eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
That's a lot of work.
They did. That's a whole
lot. And remember, when she first came out, it showed like an eye in the lip.
Yeah.
Well choreographed,
to say the least.
Wow.
And thank you for
so
that.
So we're not voting on her, are we?
No, that's a group because they already won on America's Got Talent. But the little girl wanted me.
Keep showing up.
Keep showing.
Well, she can do it. All she has to do is just go study and talk to some people from India, and if they're willing to show her, the teacher, she can get it down.
Right. And I had
that's
go ahead, Dee.
Oh, I missed that, Karen.
Oh, Karen, okay.
It's different.
Very different. And they won on America's Got Talent, so good for them.
I see why, too.
And that is all of our contestants, so you will have a chance to send those votes in via email. For those who are watching, hlntvshow@gmail.com is the place to play it. This is not a contestant, but this is something to show you not to give up on your dream or whatever it is that you have going on in life. And this is called Will Never Stop. Keep showing up. Take a look at this.
Keep showing up.
This is a paralyzed young man. Where's the audio?
No one believes in you. Believe in yourself. Even if you don't see the results right away, keep showing up until you do see the results. Even if you don't see the results for a very, very long time, keep showing up. What if the results don't come? They're not going to come if you quit.
See that? Our Facebook and YouTube channel, you can vote right there, and you can also you can vote as many times as you want to, and you can also send them to HLN TV Show, HLNTVShow@gmail.com, and you can vote as many times as you want. It's just that easy. And oh, and while you're there, please like and subscribe. And last but not least, before we go off the air, I must show you the Higher Learning Network Instagram page. It's hln.homeless.project. And I am always, we are always asking that you pay attention to people that you don't usually pay attention to, like the homeless community. We are always raising funds to help feed them, to help get them generators, to help get them butane, heaters, anything they need to keep warm. And this is just one of the last videos that we did. And you can go to the site and see for yourself. So you know what we're doing with the money that you send in. And why can't I hear? Okay.
It would be easier if you could come down there. Okay, good. So we're
going to
take it down there. That's okay. We're going to take it down there.
Oh. Yeah.
All righty now.
Well, you can always go to the page and see yourself, but I just wanted to show you.
All righty. Let's get this butane out so we can keep the people warm tonight. That's got a box of goodies for you, too. Yep, yep. Got some bread and some milk and some snacks. So please share it. And if everybody could come grab something, yeah.
Is this propane
too? Huh?
Yeah,
propane. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's why I'm here. Everybody grab some propane.
We need some
we don't need to buy some. What you can grab, sir, is that bag of,
okay. So you can go there and see.
I got two boxes here. There's one right here.
You can go there to our Instagram site and see all of that yourself and look at all the videos. So we ask that you, it would be so kind to send in a tax-deductible donation. Yes, you can get a deduction on your taxes for that if you would like to. And this is the place where to send it. So. Once again, Cash App is Zelda Speaks, the number 2, and Venmo is Higher Learning Network NFP, and email me, zeldaspeaks@gmail.com, because it's my personal account, and PayPal, our email address is higherlearningnw@yahoo.com. And last but not least, be sure and text us at 219-699-2114 for updates and any other information for the newsletter, anything that you'd like to be included in to know what's going on with the Higher Learning Network and the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest and anything else of that nature, and we will keep you. We'll keep you informed. So hopefully you have already made your choices and get those votes in. And the winner will be announced Monday morning on Monday Morning Mindfulness, which airs from 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. You can always go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And last but not least, it is 1 o'clock. The show is over. And please remember to tell all your friends to go, friends, family, network, all of them, to go to www.oldnational.com/CYC. Let me say that again for our listening audience on the Blog Talk platform. Once again, you are voting for Higher Learning Network NFP at www.oldnational.com/CYC. So when you get in there, they're going to ask you who are you voting for, and you're going to check out, type in higherlearningnetwork.org. I'm sorry, Higher Learning Network NFP. And
do
on
you
that
have
note,
an ad for that?
An ad?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. We need to make one. Thank you for that, Karen.
I'll post it, I can make up something, but I just thought maybe you had something already.
So, no, the ad that we have, well, it actually it's just a flyer.
That's fine, yeah, something like that.
Okay, cool. All right, so judges,
send that to me.
I sure will. Let me make a note there right now so I don't forget. Karen, send Karen the video, I'm sorry, the link, the JPEG. I gotta keep all this in my head. For Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Instagram. I can use it anywhere, right?
Instagram. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can use it anywhere. So that, my friends, thank you so very much for being viewer here on the Higher Learning Network TV show. Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And we'd like to take some final comments from our judges.
All were very well together. The whole act and their energy and their presentations were wonderful.
Yes, they were.
Dee? I agree. I really enjoyed, I liked the poem a lot. I thought, you know,
yeah.
Storyteller, always liked a good story, and, you know, even the dancers. So they were all really talented as usual, and I'm sure they're going to go, you know, really far. They just got to keep
at it. The last video you saw, just don't give up.
Exactly.
Karen?
I think we had some good talent to choose from.
Yes.
Great.
Variety is a spice of life.
Yes. And, a lot of different types.
Yeah, all kinds of them. It's like, wow. Okay.
So, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, it always is. Hard, so these children are just so talented.
I favor the poet, too.
Yeah. I'm not going to say because I don't want to appear, what do you call it, judgmental or anything like that. I'll let the vote speak for themselves and I'll vote too. Okay, Gene, last but not least.
Well, we're kind of casting a vote, my poet as well. She spoke about reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things that actually happened. And I don't know how she could miss because she said her mother did poetry and her father was a dancer.
Mm.
Yeah. So that kind of challenged it looks like her steps are already ordered.
Oh, yeah.
And man, if you think you've seen it all this week, wait till next week.
Okay.
Great emotion.
Yes.
Great emotion.
Yes, she did.
So that came across very well.
Well, I want to thank my judges, and I want to thank the viewers, wherever you're watching from or listening from. We appreciate you as we leave you with this last message from the Higher Learning Network, Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 in Chicago, and 24/7 on the World Wide Web. Higher Learning.
Chirac, which is really cool. So when people see this movie, they are literally seeing Val, and I am a reporter in the movie.
You talk about the violence.
I think we got to be engaged, and I think each on a number of things in our block, in our home, in our neighborhood, we got to be engaged. We got to fight the issues. We got to fight a government that is abandoned. You know, it's whole communities on the south and the west side. We got to fight a governor who's cut out every youth employment program, who's cut out violence prevention programs, who's abandoned our communities and the poor and the vulnerable. And I think we've got to reach out to our brothers on the street and love them and respect them and help them, not just demonize them.
I learned that no matter what you do and how much of a genuine heart you have, and if you're coming from a good place, people are going to criticize if they don't agree with what you're doing.
Yo, what's up? It's your man, Tony Schofield from 106.3 Chicago's R&B, and you are watching Men on Higher Learning. Now, I used to hang around with some men that was into some higher learning. It just wasn't that kind of higher learning, but... I got myself together now, okay?
What is it that you do in your quiet time, in your meditation time, that allows you to bring us the films that you do?
I sit courtside to Madison Square Garden, world's most famous arena.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Oh, the judges are staying with you. Thank you. I thought you'd have been gone by now, but you're more than welcome to stay at the show.
I always pay the support when I can.
Thank you so much, and we're being joined by executive producer Naima Latif of The Female Solution. She is on location. Go ahead. Take it away, Naima.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, yes.
Turn the camera around so you can see Zoe.
And because we are talking about young intervention, then we have to look at the God intervention, divine intervention, and empowerment. God wants his people to prosper. The Lord,
okay, turn it up, Naima, they can't hear.
John 2 says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and in health, just as your soul prospers. One of the irrevocable products of our redemption, the holy sacrifice of Jesus Christ on earth, is our prosperity and the healing that God is, he wants us to be happy.
Can you hear, Gene? I can't hear.
Static,
yeah. We got static, Naima.
I think when we live in our own home, we from the rest of the network. I don't care how you are, the landlord wants to raise the rent, you know, anytime they want, or they want to sell their house, the property that you have to move. And we just heard that. So that actually impacts our life. We are not going to grow where we live. And if we don't own our business, that means our income is dictated by our boss, you know, and the boss objective is to make more money from our labor. And I think we should own our own home, to have our freedom, on our own business, to
Yes, ma'am.
The white country. So I have that put on the record to say,
you in Wisconsin, you discriminate all people of color. So, so to build a financial foundation for me, you know, I started investing in real estate. I received commissions being a mortgage broker and a real estate agent. And so I save on every penny, and I invest in real estate. I buy more real estate, mostly new construction homes. And I think in between 2001 to 2006, so maybe the last piece was like 2006, I on and off owned 10 properties. Okay. What I learned is we grow wealth in the process of construction real estate property from vacant land to our building. In the Chicago South Side and West Side, there are a lot of vacant land and undervalued homes. They are the opportunity for wealth building. And I think Chicago, the whole county, and Chicago as a whole, they are manipulating the housing market in the black community. Okay? And that costs the black power. We need to change that. By not only own home, but being a mini-com developer, okay? Each of you can be a mini developer of a vacant lot in a four-unit building. When Erica said you can get FHA loan for a real estate property up to four units, because up to four units is considered as residential. Up to five units become commercial. And you know, and she said something I didn't know, that if you have mixed commercial and residential, it's still penalty. If it's not it's under 51%, then it's still considered as residential, that you can get the loan at a good rate. Okay, that's important, because when I first started investing in real estate, I was a mortgage broker, and I'm good about math, so I know how to play the game. Okay, so I was able to get a mortgage loan for all my properties. You know, and that's how I build my equity, and I can pull it out and invest. So now I can retire living on a little rental income. I live in a very blissful life. I'm not driving a fancy car. I don't live in a big house because I want to live in a mortgage-free lifestyle. So nobody harass me. So I don't care about your mortgage rate is going skyrocket because I don't owe anybody. Okay, but you own rental property because your renters actually pay your mortgage and build your wealth. I want you to understand your own home is not your real estate investment. Okay, your rental property is your real estate investment because your own home is a liability, it's not an asset. You always have a rental property as you invest. Okay, so, you know, like I said, if African-Americans, you start building your own house, and then especially into, like, a three unit, that you become a mini developer, a homeowner, and a landlord, that's the instant way to build your wealth. You know, I always said I'm an accidental American because I didn't want to come to America 28 years ago. Because I was extremely successful at my age, 24 years old in China. I was, you know, because I have a rare skill speaking English in the, you know, a billion people, very few of them do. So I have a very precious skill that I could, I make 20 times of a salary of an average person. And I own my own first home at 24 years old.
Excuse me, I'll participate. Thanks for coming, Stuart. I hate to be this way, but we're on the clock. So, can you go on to speak?
Well, I think you just let me finish. Okay. Let me get started. Yeah. Because people get started. So yeah. I let you finish.
Can we serve the food? Can we eat while you
go? Yeah.
Come on, everybody come up and just get a plate. No, sir. Go ahead, Tony. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, but God took me a way successful as today. But in America, where I can tell you one thing. When I came to graduate school in UI, my graduate program has 8 students. It's a free education program for the students. But the 8 students, 5 are foreigners, 1 foreigner, 3 are white, okay? So there's 3 Chinese, 1 Israeli, and 1 Polish. And 3 of them are the 8 students graduated with a college degree, with a graduate degree. So it's a wasted. When I came to the United States, I spoke English before I came, but I would not be able to speak English as good as bachelor's degree student from UIT. But they didn't give that opportunity to a black student. That, to me, is unthinkable in China, because in China, they give special preference to people of minority status. And in America, it's reversed. So that, to me, I think I'm standing on the shoulder of black college students, because I accidentally took away their opportunity. When I graduated from college, graduate school, I get into middle class life immediately. But that, maybe an African American student does not have that opportunity. So I'm a sociology by training, because that's what I went to graduate school for. And I see that black poverty is a product of government policy from the city hall. So, initially, because of this, I was demoralized my first 10 years in the living in Chicago, but only God gave me the courage to face the reality and decide I want to change in the city I love. In 2004, I went to a Chinese friend, American Christian in San Diego, and she took me to a Chinese house church. And that day, during the service, someone stood up and said to me, "I have a message from God for you. God said he will protect you like a bubble over you." I knew that person was an angel in disguise. God is always with me, even though I was demoralized by the challenges in life. From then on, I took off all the burdens and became a fearless warrior against inequality. Today, I want to share the same message from God with you. Go and build your dreams through entrepreneurship. God is with you and he empowers you every step of the way. Thank you.
And that was Zoe Ma.
All right. And that was Zoe Ma.
Who's been on the show.
We're gonna
break bread.
The ladies always have to go first.
So
we
met. All right. Zoe Ma has been on the Higher Learning Network. She has a 4-part series on why you need to learn to speak
that
Chinese.
That was Zoe Ma, of course, giving her presentation regarding her real estate business here at the Young Man Ministries in Harvey, Illinois, and what we'll do is step away so that our...
That's one of the things that she talked about on the show, was that why we need to learn to speak Chinese. That's because there are many benefits.
So, you know, one of the reasons why we wanted to bring her presentation, she's going to be actually, she's going to be working in conjunction with a lot of the organizations here and doing youth outreach. They have a community garden, and we know we have our Pandemic Farms program. We'll be working in conjunction with that. She's going to be bringing youth to her facility that she's developing in Wisconsin, a youth center, as well as, you know, we've talked about other projects that she'll be working in conjunction with. So, you know, we wanted to come and support her in her speech here at the Young Man Ministries here in Harvey, Illinois, where they met during Dr. Willie Wilson's campaign. You know, a lot of the ministers here had been with Dr. Wilson as he was running for office. And so Zoe Ma, who was our guest on Monday Morning Mindfulness a few days ago, she has been networking with many of those who are doing youth programs. I mean, we have the solutions right here among the organizations that are reaching out, organizing young people, providing information, knowledge, business opportunities. We just need to be supported by whoever is going to be the next mayor of the city and any other city. There are organizations that are doing these things. And so, of course, Zoe is encouraging the ministers to work with her and others in the business community that are reaching overseas. It's like this show today. You know, we're seeing young people who are from across the world performing. We're a global family, and Zoe has a lot of connections with China. They've got a lot of products that if we could just get them to the American market, they could be opportunities for young people to sell and to become entrepreneurs.
And she said, be your own Amazon.
To make money legally and not be caught up in this system. So that's one of the reasons why they brought her here to the Young Man Ministries here in Harvey, and I'm sure she'll be networking with a lot of others that have programs that work, and we want to bring young people together with those who have opportunities to give them so they can change their condition.
Absolutely.
So we thank you all for joining us and bringing this live, and, you know, they're they're eating now, so... well, of course, I'm fasting, you know, observing Ramadan, so I won't be eating till sunset or sundown.
Okay.
But they
thank you for sharing that, Naima.
Interacting and giving people a chance to network, meet each other, and expand as we build a community of people that are bringing solutions. So I'm hoping I can be heard here.
Yeah, you're being heard here. I don't think you can hear me, but we can hear you. Can you hear us?
You can hear me?
Yeah,
I can't hear you, but
okay.
That's probably because I have this microphone stuck in the
right. In the
socket here.
Right.
So I'm probably going to take it out so I can hear.
Right.
Because I'm also on my phone. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it's time for a commercial
break.
Okay,
now I can hear you.
It's time for a commercial break, so can we take our next...
I'm trying to block some of the noise in the background.
Okay, well, it's time for our next commercial break, so just stay close. We'll be
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection. Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
For more information, I'll be right back.
Okay, and we'll be here when you get back. This is Naima. This is international businesswoman Zoe Ma speaking at the Young Man's Ministries in Harvey, Illinois. Karen Hill, thank you so much for joining us. Amen, Karen Hill, 227. Karen! I believe it's from Chicago, I do believe. I've seen that name before. And let's go to our next commercial for what's coming up on the Female Solution. So hold on, we'll be right back.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today. Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
All right. But thank you so much. We're back on the Higher Learning Network and the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We have had a wonderful time here at the Young Man's Ministries here in Harvey, Illinois, learning about so many inspirational programs that are happening, and I'm here with a fantastic musician, and when he told his story about how he uses his horn to minister and has even managed to touch the hearts of would-be robbers, it's using the sound of music and his skills. So give us your name and tell us about the work that you do.
Okay, my name is Charles Pryor. I'm a trumpet player, musician, author, and I don't go off titles too much. The way I look at it now is that it's just that I'm the messenger.
All right.
And that is that the work that I do now is to give away those things that was knowledge that was given to me. So anything that is taught to me, I want to give it away now, going by the rest of my life while I'm on earth. So one of the things for reaching the youth is music. I love to just put a trumpet in their hand and give them an opportunity to grow. And not just for children, but just for anybody. I think that it's changed their life. It worked on me, so I know what they can do for other people. Not saying that everyone has to be a professional trumpet player, but they can get to a point to where they can start to enjoy that side of music and just give them a different outlook on life and help them out.
Now, tell us what inspired you to take music and use it as a tool for those who might be out in the street life, might be robbing people, might be hopeless, might be on drugs. What motivated you to use music in that means?
Street performing. I remember when I first started street performing over 20 years ago, I just wanted to make a living at doing something that I love. And I had went around to different jam sessions, sitting in, but when I started street performing, I got exposed to everybody, exposed to the crowd. You got to be your own security. But one of the biggest things that I learned out there with street performing is that I got a chance to communicate with so many people and learn about their life story. And there were days that I thought that I was having a bad day, and somebody would come up and tell me that they just lost their entire family. And they were telling me that my notes are giving up comfort, giving up strength. And that goes on and on for years. So many stories, so many personal stories, things that I've heard about people. This one guy, he stopped doing drugs because he told me he felt bad. He didn't have any money to give me. You know, so when things like that's happening, you know, it's kind of hard to respond, hard to come back. Sooner or later, you just take a look in the mirror and realize that your efforts and what you're supposed to be doing is, it has nothing to do with you. It's beyond you. It's about everybody else.
So how did you happen to get involved with this organization here in Harvey?
I was invited by Erica. You know, I've been knowing her for years. We went to high school together, worked together, you know, and we kind of lost contact, but we got back in contact through Facebook. And she sees the things that I'm doing with my son, you know, on my Facebook page, you know, Charles Fryer Music. My grandma's Charles Fryer Media. I do what I call a dad's barbershop, because I always cut his hair. So during that time, I'm always giving him advice on life. And I like to do it that way because it's kind of like I'm in control of it. Like, I'm not sensitive. I can kind of say whatever I want to say. But I give them a taste of reality of what it takes to survive, kind of what I went through. You kind of imagine what he's going to be going through 10, 15 years from now. So she just thought that it would be a good fit for me to come here and network, and maybe some future opportunities for me to work with people, or either young men, you know, or young men and women. With music and just help, you know, line up with the direction where I'm in life already.
Well, we thank you so much. Now, how can people, first of all, give us the name of your book and where they can purchase it, and where can people get in touch with you if they want to know more about how they can get involved in helping you get in touch with music?
All right, no problem. Well, my book is currently still being written. It's titled You Can Do It, you know, and that's based off my realistic life, that I was never supposed to be a trumpet player, although my father told me. I was told to go get a real job, and so no difference to anybody else. That's like a hobby or something like that. And my name is Charles Pryor again. You can look me up on social media, on Instagram, Charles Pryor Media, on Facebook, it's Charles Pryor Music.
P-R-Y-O-R.
P-R-Y-O-R, absolutely. My telephone number is area code 708-982-1764. My email is cep.jr5music@yahoo.com. For some events, I don't charge to come out when I have to perform. The average price for me to come out and perform for different events, it starts at $200, you know, on up, depending on the time. And that's normally between like a two to three hour time bracket. I don't do fish fries, birthday parties at lounges, no place where I might get shot. I don't do any, like, if it's going to be bad people there, things like that. So, you know, I don't have to go into details on that. It's just that at this point in my life, I can choose what I want to do and not do. So I don't have to. I do discriminate when it comes down to that. But positive events, wedding anniversaries, birthday parties for elders, things like that, I enjoy doing because it's peaceful and it's nice. Kid parties also. Like to do that. One of my other books that I have come out is going to be my Trumpet Man character that's going to be in there for our children. And my son, 8 years old, he's helping me write that book.
Oh, wow. That is powerful. You're 8 year old. Yes. Well, we thank you so much for giving us a minute. I know you got your plate of food waiting, so we'll let you get back to that. But thanks again. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you all giving me an opportunity. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you all so much.
Name again?
Charles Pryor.
Charles Pryor.
Look at Pryor. Charles Pryor. Yeah, except I'm not funny unless I'm telling people something that happened to me. So, thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And we certainly appreciate he played beautifully today, and we appreciate him taking the time out to give us a little bit information, and, you know, so appropriate on a day where we're celebrating the talent of young people all across the globe. Music really does have the power to transform the hearts, and that's one of the programs that are part of this organization, and it was an opportunity for people who are working in different areas of youth development to meet each other so they could form a network and see how everybody adds a piece. So the creative part is important, as you've seen, you know, with the performances that are on this show every last Saturday of the month. And there are young people that are out there, and they have talents, they have skills, but they have frustration, and they don't have anybody to reach out to them and give them a chance to express themselves in a creative way. So, you know, we appreciate being here today and definitely appreciate what the Higher Learning Network does every last Saturday of the month and bringing talent that people may never have seen and giving somebody a platform to be discovered. You never know. And like you said, you know, you first start out and you're told, go get a real job. And when you excel in music, that becomes your real job. So, of course, and we appreciate all of you who have stayed with us. Let me turn up my sound here. So, now I'm on the radio switchboard as well. So now let me see if I can.
Can you hear
all right.
me?
All right.
Can you hear me, Naima? No, she can't hear me.
Yeah.
We are not due for another. Ooh, did we? We got another. Got a little static there. It's so good to see that you are out there in the community showing us what's available on the CNA solution. Can you hear me?
I hear you, but I'm listening on my phone from the switchboard, which I know it's a little bit of a delay from the switchboard. But there is another person if we've got...
We've got time. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, go
Let
ahead.
Let me grab another person.
Okay.
And
while she does that, I've got a PSA for her.
Matter of fact...
While she does that, let me share with the 24-hour hotline. If you're depressed and you just need to talk to somebody... You can call 24-hour hotline at 773-745-2620. And I'm going to put that up there on the screen if you are in need. You just need to talk to somebody. You know, there's a lot of challenges going on. 24-hour help hotline for mental health. So please share this information with someone who may need it. 773-745-2620. Once again, 773-745-2620. That's a 24-hour helpline for mental health. Because our children are being taken away from us, and that's one of the things I'm talking about on Monday Morning Mindfulness coming up this Monday, is because if you've seen the fashions lately, Lord have mercy. The boys are dressing like girls, and the girls are dressing like boys. And you need to know why. So that's what we're going to talk about on Monday Morning Mindfulness. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can pull up the, do I have it? I think I hear it while she's still looking for someone. I think I want to show you this, get a little entertainment here right quick. Oh, there she goes, okay.
My garden is there. So every Wednesday and Friday, we will get around the vegetables. Anyone in the community thinks about need all the jalapeno peppers up as much as I possibly can. But everything else we can get from a little glass of peppers. Broccoli, cauliflower, eggplant, tomatoes, cucumber, cantaloupe. We planted a whole bunch of stuff. So one of the sisters at church told me, right before Mother's Day, the last call.
So you gave away what
everything except the hot peppers. I kind of kept it. Forgive me, y'all. It's okay. Thanks for joining the hot peppers. But out of the cabbage and stuff like that, when I tried to get the brothers, the chef at the cabbage brothers did it. Just basically gave it away. We didn't want his name. We didn't want his donation. We just wanted to give it away. It's about the community. So this will be our third year this year of the garden.
Absolutely. Now, are you interested in supplying restaurants, local restaurants, even restaurants in the Chicago and area? Some of them are talking about getting with the farmers and getting their supplies.
Yes, we are in the future, but we want to make it a little bigger for us. First, we're going to start with the timber of Japan. So that can be growing. Now, the other brother talked about some of that, but I'm not going to know. To me, it's about the community. It's about the community.
Yeah, I'll bring your plate.
Why are you right here, sister? You work here?
because I had a contest to do, the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, and I had to.
Global Teen Contest every last Saturday of the month, and young people from all around the world were scholarships, and so obviously.
And these are my team members below. These are the judges from the contest.
They're right here every last Saturday of the month.
So thank you. I was the one who interrupted Zoe because we got a home control.
Yeah, you interrupted Zoe. I was like, no, we didn't interrupt her in the middle of her presentation. Well, you'll be glad to know. Well, I'm not eating until Tuesday because I'm on a plan. So, did you hear what I said, Naima? You can't hear me.
Can
you hear me? I am on day 6 of my cleanse, which I have not been eating any cooked food or any hot food. It's been all raw food, and I got so much energy. It is unbelievable. I have never had this much energy. When I was 20, I didn't have this much energy. And I'm times 3 that and some now. So.
This is the best thing to do. You know, you really, once you start cleansing your body, you really feel the difference. Now, I'm on the third day of Ramadan.
And we all need to practice Ramadan.
Difference. You know, when I get up and I've been drinking, lemon and garlic water.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I think about what you said about breathing, you know, they're breathing on somebody to get off your nerves. You got garlic on your breath.
Yeah.
The garlic water, you do see the difference when it is flushing out of you.
Yes, it
so,
does. Because of the processed foods that we eat, and we wonder why we can't remember things, we wonder why we have aches and pains. It's like that poison has to go somewhere, so it settles in our joints and in our hips and our knees and our ankles and our back. That poison has to come out. And when you have a craving for something, it's because the parasites that are inside you, they're hungry. They want to eat too. They want more junk, and we continue to give them junk, and that's why we have cravings. Because since I have been on this day 6 of the cleanse, I can't believe I'm not hungry. It freaks me out that I'm not hungry more often. When I first get up in the morning, I am hungry, and I drink my juice, and I take my herbs. And it's like, and then I eat a salad, and I'm supposed to eat 2 or 3 salads a day, but I'm not hungry. So it's like, wow, this cleanse really works. It's amazing. I'm not hungry, and I eat all day, just all day. Apple, orange, banana, potato chips, cake, sweet pie, I just eat everything. But this last week has been like a dream. It's like I'm living in a dream state because I have so much energy, and I'm not hungry. If people knew what I knew, and I'm telling it, and I'm telling you to tell everybody, start with one day a week. If you can cleanse yourself one day a week, and just eat raw one day a week. I haven't had cooked food since I started Monday, so I haven't had cooked food since last Sunday. It'll be a week tomorrow. So I have to get my greens and my cornbread in because I love greens and cornbread. I made me some black-eyed peas because I didn't want to be craving for no black-eyed peas. And I ate that, and I was good. So it's like from last Monday to this Saturday. I'm in heaven, and I'm in heaven, and I'm not even in Jamaica. And you know how bad I want to go to Jamaica.
Well, you know, talking about the farming, this year I'm going to be growing cabbage.
I'm so glad you said cabbage, because the cabbage that we get, I saw it on YouTube and some other places, the cabbage that we get is plastic. It's not real cabbage, and I love cabbage. I love cabbage. So, yeah, please, I'll be out there to film that, too, because I want some of that cabbage.
So what have you been eating, Zelda? What are you eating?
I eat anything raw. I've been eating a lot of almonds, bananas, apricots, avocados, mangoes. I make a spinach salad with onion, ginger, lemon, turmeric. It's all raw. It doesn't matter what you eat as long as it's raw. It doesn't matter. But I want to go get the list. So Naima, take it away for a minute because I want to go get the list so I can show you all the things that you can eat that are good for you. It's just all raw. That's all. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at the age, really have to be conscious of what we're putting in our bodies. Because our bodies really are not designed to age. If we keep doing the things that rebuild cells, we don't age. And again, we also got to deal with the stress. The stress will age you. And if you can say stress-free, eat fresh fruits and vegetables, and, you know, I don't, many years ago, you know, try to eat yeast if it's not stressed. You know, if you're going to eat, the animal eats one that was raised on a farm when they were happy and they had their children around them. When they died, they were ready to go, so they're not upset. I mean, if you can find meat like that, you can find a local farmer. If you're going to eat flesh, that's what I always would recommend. But of course, I'm not a flesh eater, but for those who are, don't eat stressed meat. Eat relaxed meat. That's what they're going to eat.
Okay.
Get a reliable farmer or grow it
yourself. Yeah, I see
that.
Let me go back here. Okay, I found it. And here we go. This what I'm on is referred to. Oh, it's 2 o'clock. I need to play the ending so we can get out of there. But I want to share with you this list. So I'm gonna play the ending and we'll be out of there.
Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.